Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, and alongside double Ashes winner Steve Harmison, looking back at every day of the Test summer, even those matches that don't feature England, like the final of the World Test Championship, which is now 3 or 2 days in. It's the two best sides in the world, India and New Zealand, going head-to-head in very English conditions. And you're listening to Following On. So if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know by now, New Zealand are in a fantastic position at stumps on day 3 of the World Test Championship final. They're 101-2, so they trail India by 116 runs. Their main objective this morning was to wrap up things quickly, and they went about that in seriously impressive fashion. Tim Southee dropped from Jadeja, the only blemish on an otherwise perfect couple of sessions. First up, they got rid of Kohli without the Indian captain adding to his overnight score. And they chipped away all the way up to lunch whilst keeping the run rate down. India were 211-7 at lunch. And then after it, Cole Jamieson took 2 wickets and 2 balls. And then Trent Boult wrapped things up early. India bowled out for 229 before Latham and Conway, yep, him again, put on a half-century opening wicket stand. India, well, they kept plugging away. The conditions were still more than favourable for fast bowling. And they removed Conway just before stumps, but not before he'd gone on to hit another half century. But with New Zealand in a good position, 3 days to go, this match is set up nicely. So let's get on with the chat.
Story of the day.
So, Harmy, story of the day must be that New Zealand really picking up where they left off at Lords and Edgbaston. You know, they should have beaten England at Lords, if not for a washout on day 3, they are going to be hoping, beyond all hope, that the washout on day 1 doesn't return on day 4. But as things stand, with 3 days to go, even if the weather gets involved, it's looking quite difficult to see a way for India to win this match.
No, India need the clouds to stay. Simple as that. They need a ball dominating the bat for the next 3 days. And if there is a washout tomorrow, even with 2 days to go, you're still back that there being a result either way, but more probable towards New Zealand. I thought, you know, it was definitely New Zealand's day. You know, 71-7 and 101-2, all in New Zealand's favour. I thought, you know, you could see the team that's been in the UK for 6 weeks and more. Eight weeks, whatever, New Zealand's been here. And you could probably see the side who had just arrived, had a few nets, a little bit of a warm-up game, but bowlers bowled a bit too short. Batsmen chased wide ones when they were put under immense pressure by New Zealand's bowling attack. But from a result point of view, if we do get a washout tomorrow and then Tuesday the blue sky comes, then there's only one winner, because if New Zealand bat for more than 2 sessions or a session and a half, they're going to be well beyond India. And then with this bowling attack that has been on the UK in the UK soil for the last 6 to 8 weeks, you can only see if there's a 20, 30, 40 run deficit, you can see in New Zealand knocking them over again relatively cheaply. So India will be having a rain dance and hoping that we get 3 days of rain. New Zealand will be thinking, right, we need 120, 140 overs to potentially finish this test match. And that is largely down to if they bat for 50, 60 overs. You can't see India coming out of this with anything other than a defeat.
How did you see the Indian batting? Because Kohli went early and that really set the tone, didn't it? It was very, very difficult for any of the batsmen to get on top of the Kiwis. The conditions were so far in their favour. And of course, they had the muscle memory of playing at Lord's or at Edgbaston, depending on what match they actually played on. I thought Rahane, you know, he's come into this series under a lot of pressure. He always seems to be playing under pressure, doesn't he? Even though he captained India to that famous victory against Australia at the start of the year. But again, he did all the hard work. And then if you're only watching the highlights, you'll be like, what the hell was that shot?
I don't think Rahane was the only one. I think Pant will be in a similar boat. It was the ball. The ball was zipping around a bit. Gary Stead came out last night, or there was an interview this morning, the New Zealand coach, and said, we need to bowl a bit fuller. Carl Jameson didn't bowl a ball to Virat Kohli, I think, yesterday, with any ball hitting the any part of the stumps. And I think this morning, I think seven balls that Kyle Jameson bowled to Virat Kohli would have hit the stumps. So that tells you he was listening to the coach, listening to the bowling coach, listening to the plans. New Zealand needed to get the ball a little bit fuller with the assistance of the overhead to make it hard for India. And it did, they make it hard. But like you say, you watch the highlights and you just think, what a poor shot that was. But Rahane batted really well. I thought he batted really well the night before with Virat Kohli to withstand some immense pressure by the New Zealand bowling attack. I thought they were brilliant. And then Jameson got his just rewards. When you look at it, the way New Zealand have bowled throughout this English summer so far, they've bowled large passages without reward, without luck. But then when they have got in an inroad, especially when against England, they've made it difficult for the batsman to come in. That's the key. When a new batsman comes out, you need to make it as difficult as you possibly can as a bowler. No freebie fours, no easy clips off the leg or trying to get off strike, or fielders have to be in tight to make sure there's no drop and run. During my time playing, the likes of Krzyzkowski and Peterson, they were a master of getting one, whether it was just running it down to third man or dropping it right underneath their toes and sprinting to the other end, just to alleviate pressure.
Yeah.
I thought New Zealand didn't let India have that. Pant faced 20-odd balls before he got off the mark. That's not like Rishi Pant. That's not like the Pant we've seen in Chennai or in Ahmedabad. And he did get one four away and he thought, right, I'm in now. And you're never in conditions like what we've had today. Even the great Virat Kohli is never in conditions you had like today. And again, Pant played a shot, which when you look at it, was a poor, poor shot, chased a wide one. So the pressure was put on by New Zealand. And every time there was a ball there to hit, balance wasn't there. Timings weren't there. Decision-making wasn't there. And they find themselves well behind the eight ball in this test match for me.
Yeah. But saying that, when they walked off the field with their score 217 all out, a lot of people watching on were saying, well, they won't be too disappointed with that. They're still well in this game. But actually, the New Zealanders, the way they went about things, 101 for two. And look, if that bad light had come in one over before that, they would have been just one down. And they did, again, what they did to England. I was listening to some of TMS and Jeremy Coney was saying that, look, New Zealanders are now used to bowling, playing test cricket on very green tracks. So they are used to putting the drive away. They're used to playing the cut, the pull, playing on the back foot and playing very much within the parameters of their body, essentially. And that, again, came to the fore, just like it did against England.
Yeah, 100%. And what you find is, you had bowlers who on with a black cap on who were prepared to put the ball in the right area, stick there and not chase the batsman. Yeah. And you had bowlers with a blue cap on of India and the look rusty who hadn't been in these conditions for a while. And let's remember as well, not only have New Zealand have had 8 weeks here, these are conditions that New Zealand have at home.
Yeah.
Have them at home. Oh, your overhead conditions, clouds come in. You know that condition well, John. Family's from over there. You spent a lot of time in New Zealand. You get a windy day, you can get an overcast day, you can get a green seeming pitch. You don't get nothing like that in India. Not one day you get like that in India. You know, if it gets below 35 degrees, it's a cold day for the Indian bowlers. So that has to come into the equation as well. See a little bit of rustiness. They chase the batsman a little bit, put the ball in the right area. I thought India bowled a lot of good-looking balls, really good-looking balls. Wicketkeepers cheering, slips, CM well bowled. You know, a lot of G-ing in the field. But they were decent-looking balls. And what I mean by that is, you know, it hit the gloves hard, went past the bat, but it wasn't going past the bat when the batsman was playing at it. The batsman was leaving it. It was an easy leave. They were about half a foot short of where they needed to be. And there were comfortable leaves, and the ball was swinging and moving. And when it's like that, you've got to give it a chance to make the batsman play. And even if you have to, if I was to talk to the Indian bowlers tonight, I'd be saying to them, look, if you have to have a 5-4 field, or you have to have your mid wicket a little bit straighter, mid on and mid off straight, and bowl at middling off, more often than not, wicket dismissals in England or LBW, if you know, LBW bowl, caught first, caught the wicketkeeper, caught first slip, caught second slip. In that sort of cordon, you put pressure on, it's a fine nick. You get the odd false shot, but you try and put pressure on by doing that. And if you have to have a straight field, or you have to have protection on the leg side to bowl straight, because some bowlers won't bowl straight, they won't bowl at the stumps because they've only got three fielders on the leg side. Well, then potentially you have to, you know, a little bit more of a split field and say, right, I'm really going to have a go at the stumps. I'm going to make you play 5-6 balls out of six in the over, and answer questions like this. And that's what New Zealand did. That's what India didn't do. And the New Zealand batsman, Conway, has been here a long, long time now. He's been here for 8 weeks, and he's actually been batting for 8 weeks. He's hardly missed a beat since he's been here. Latham looked in decent order at the top, but played a poor shot after getting some pressure. They put pressure on him, and he relented with a wicket. And Williamson, to be fair, Williamson looked good as well. Played underneath his nose, left the ball that needed to, and put a, you know, if a bad ball came, which, you know, it was there, and he put it away. So, like you mentioned before, if the weather had come in and over earlier, Conway could have still been there, and that would have been a massive demoralisation for the Indian bowling attack.
You talk about the conditions in New Zealand being similar to England on occasion, and Conway plays for Wellington, I think, and boy, you won't find anywhere that's as windy as that. It is known as a windy city for a reason, and if you've ever landed at Wellington Airport in the middle of one of those storms,
anyway. John, you struggle on a flat day in St Lucia, never mind a windy day in Wellington.
It's true. Let's talk about India, because, you know, at some point when in New Zealand were batting serenely, I've used that word a lot with New Zealand this summer, they were batting very comfortably, there was a suggestion that maybe India have gone in with the wrong side. Now, remember, New Zealand, they dropped their only spinner, and India brought in two. And, of course, they do have Siraj sitting on the sidelines. And now he's a batsman, he's a bowler, rather, that does swing the ball. And also he'll get the ball to move away rather than just in, depending on if it's a right-hander or a left-hander, of course. Do you think that possibly India, in naming their team, what actually ended up being 48 hours before the start of the game, possibly missed a trick here? Because, of course, the conditions are not really suitable to spin. They're much more suitable to fast bowling.
I think their side, that is India's best side, best all-round side. I think the balance of the side works. The only way I'd go against what you've said there about not playing the two spinners is if I had Hardik Pandya. If Hardik Pandya had been there and fit and fire and ready to bowl, then I think there would have been a decision to make on which spinner you go in with. And Hardik Pandya bats at number 7 with Jadeja or Ashwin at number 8 and your three seamers. If you're saying, did they pick the right bowlers? Possibly not. Shami bowled well. I thought he hit the deck reasonably hard. I thought he bowled better than Bumrah. But you're always going to play Jasprit Bumrah. I think you're always going to play Ishant Sharma in the conditions that we are in, because he's had his experience of English conditions. He's bowled well here before. It was whether you played Siraj over Shami. I think Siraj would have been a handful on the surface because he's a natural pitch up and swing bowler. He's a natural, wants to get the ball fuller to get the drive. He is the most natural, I think, of the swing. Side on action comes round his body and wants to give the ball a swing. He does have he's got a great appetite for wanting to take wickets. He's got a bit about him as well. He's got a bit of heart about him as well that gets in. But I can't fault the sixth selection of team that India had. I still think if they could get some runs on the board and come Wednesday, this pitch will turn. It will turn. It will turn. They had a close up of the pitch. There wasn't many indentations. And that, for me, tells me that the pitch is relatively stuck together quite hard. There wasn't many cracks, not many indentations. I played the Rose Bowl, what the Aegeus Bowl, now the Hampshire Bowl. The footholds will get deeper and deeper because the little bit of dampness that's coming down from the conditions, the overhead conditions. But it seems as though there's no indentations, which means it's relatively hard underneath. So if we had a nice warm day, I think you'd find that this pitch will turn later in the game. The problem India have, they could be, by the time the spinners would come into the game, India could be out of it by then. But I've got no qualms on the selection. This is India's best team. You don't drop, if you drop one of the spinners for Siraj, you've got four number 10s, four stroke number 11s with Ashwin or Jadeja batting at seven with this New Zealand bowling attack. And remember as well, these are the best two sides in the world going head to head. The bowlers got friendly conditions and they were going to mech here. If we had been in India and a warm, nice warm day on an absolute belter, you'd think, right, how many runs can Virat and Rahane and Rohit rack up? These are different conditions. These are bowler-friendly conditions. And the bowlers that have been in the British Isles for the last 8 weeks are the ones that are winning the contest because they're acclimatised, they're bowling well, no problem with the India side. This is with the balance of the side against England. My worry is if England's top order don't get runs against this team, then England could be looking for a long, hard summer because this is a very, very good India side, even though I think they're probably going to lose this World Test Championship.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moment of the day.
There were some big moments of the day. Arguably the biggest of the lot was when Virat Kohli was dismissed, leg before wicket for 44. He'd been to 44 overnight. He didn't add to the score and it just meant New Zealand really got on top early. But the moment of the day really was those two wickets and two balls following lunch. And it was a stage of the game where you thought if the likes of Jadeja, if he could just marshal the tail a little bit, if India could have got 260, 270, that's a score in these conditions. But that was immediately put to bed. Ishant Sharma caught behind, and then Bumrah dismissed in a very Bumrah fashion, but only when Bumrah's bowling. Fall, swinging, LBW, off you go. Didn't even bother reviewing it, even though they had three reviews left. Cole Jamieson came into this test. He's played seven test matches, a bowling average of 15. That was before he took a five in the World Test Championship final. Oh, and do you know his batting average is? 47.
So, easy game, isn't it? Test cricket. It's an easy game.
He's had an introduction. I mean, is there anything about his game, when you consider he has only bowled in New Zealand and England, is there anything about his game that you think to yourself, I'm not sure that would be quite as effective in, I don't know, Sri Lankan conditions or Indian conditions or whatever? Or do you think this guy is looking like he is going to be around for the next five to 10 years if injury permits?
I think that's the key. I think injury permits. He reminds me a hell of a lot of Chris Tremlett. The way his action is, nice and tall. If he's, you know, Chris Tremlett struggled with injuries, a lot of injuries. Chris Tremlett was more top heavy, where I think
certainly is now.
Yeah, he definitely is now. Big fella is now, and he's great for it as well. He is great for it. I played golf and been on a couple of golf trips with a big fella. He's a big, big lad now.
He's
when he tries to hit a golf ball either, which is good to see. But Jameson's a little bit more balanced from sort of top to bottom. He's a little bit more wiry. I like the boy, I think. But even though, I'll be honest, I didn't see him playing. I really didn't see him playing. If New Zealand had picked a spinner, I didn't see him playing out of loyalty to Neil Wagner. It would have been Wagner or Jameson. And I think the loyalty of the way New Zealand have played their cricket, performed, and the job that asked Wagner to do, which is to run in, not potentially go and get wickets, potentially go and get, you know, runs against you and be the aggressor. I think they would have gone with Wagner, because that's the way New Zealand have got to the World Test Championship, playing with this balanced game, with this balanced attack game plan, and having all covers, bases covered, and a real sort of left-arm battering ram. But Jameson, wow, what a performance this was. The Kohli wicket was brilliant. I thought it was a fantastic bit of bowling. Again, when you talk about the batting, you didn't see the 20 balls before, you just seen a poor shot. You didn't see the setup. I mentioned earlier, he bowled seven balls this morning on the stumps. Well, he didn't bowl a ball yesterday on the stumps to Virat Kohli. So he's got Kohli to a position where he's got him caught on the crease, because he doesn't want to come forward, Virat. He has to come forward because his mind's probably telling him, I want to stay back. But because of the ball and the where it's pitching, he feels as though he has to come forward. And that, for any batsman, is big, big trouble. And I think that's what Jameson brings, with the size of he is and where the trajectory he's coming from, and the release point in his hand. His ability to swing the ball both ways is fantastic. And you're right, Bumrah's was... That was the moment of the day for me. It was Bumrah being out-Bumrahed by, by Jameson. Thanks for coming. See you later. Naught off one ball. Off you go. And five for... He finished with five for 31. And the guy is a special, special talent. His batting average will come down because he's in his infancy of his career. But I only see his body not making this kid a superstar. If his body allows, I think he's got a great future all around the world, because he can make the ball move laterally. We've seen it in these conditions. Anybody can swing it both ways like that, even in subcontinent conditions. To get the ball to reverse swing, if you can get the ball to move through the air, especially at the height he's at, he asks a hell of a lot of questions when it comes to the batsman. And unfortunately for India, they just weren't up to the job, did it?
What is going to happen tomorrow?
Okay, Harmy, what is going to happen on day four? Now, the weather forecast is appalling, but let's assume there is play. What do you expect to happen?
Well, if the weather forecast is what it is, we are looking at on off. That's the case. I think that brings India back into play. I really do. I think that brings India back into play. I loved it when it was days like this when we were bowling. I'd bowled all day. I remember a game, I think it was at Birmingham, where we bowled 65 overs in the day out of 104. And I think me and Graham Onions bowled every one.
Really?
Because we're going off, we bowled 12 overs, where we bowl 6 overs each, a little bit of rain. We'd go off, you'd have 40 minutes, get yourself, you know, a shower and changed, come back on, your best two bowlers, off you go again. And it happened all day. And it's literally the best two bowlers can bowl all day. Now, India, I don't think will bowl as short as what they have in today's session and what they will to tomorrow. They will have had a conversation with the bowler, they've had a conversation with the team. They might have been listening to a few experts that have been talking about today and where they move their, you know, the little subtle change of moving forward. If they do that and they go on and off, on and off, I think it's going to be more in favour of in favour of India, and they could get themselves back in the game. If we have a total washout, then we move on to the next day. And if we have glorious sunshine for the last 2 days, I'm sorry, there's only one winner, India, and that is New Zealand. Because if it does get to a point where it does become easier to bat on, all New Zealand have to do is get 300. If they get 300, they're bowling India out and win the match.
Brilliant stuff. Homie, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time today. If you like what you hear, you want a bit more, Homie and I have got our own YouTube channel on the go. Steve Harmison's 7 for 12, so head over to that. But please review and subscribe. But here at the podcast, following on, it's a pleasure to bring it to you, and it's available on all your podcast outlets. Harmy, chat to you tomorrow, matey. Take it easy. But for now, thanks for listening to Following On.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.